Welcome, welcome to In Divine Flow, your podcast for you, mama. You're a conscious, a present mom out there running your own soul business. Then you are perfectly right here, right where you are. Conscious mompreneurs. I'm super excited. I'm the host. My name is Jasmin. I used to run this podcast together with my sister, Josefina. We started Prana Up Your Life 8 years ago with the aim of bringing modern Ayurveda into life. And now it all switched a lot around. And now I can present you this new form of the old podcast, but especially tailored for you, mothers who want to really be aware, present and conscious in mothering and parenting, and also don't want to lose bringing their purpose into life, into the world, serving the world from higher purpose. And that's also me. So I know what I'm talking about. And I've gained a lot of experience. And in this podcast, I want to take you on my journey, but also want to help you reflect on your own journey as a conscious mompreneur and how you can use the superpower of divine connection in all of it. Because that's the key secret, the key ingredient that we all need, and especially us mompreneurs really, really, really need that. And I will go into the why and the hows and the whats in this episode, in this first episode. It's about the why and the how and the why me and why now. And I will tell you a little bit why I think especially conscious mompreneurs need this big, big superpower of divine connection. And listen in if you want to find this superpower in yourself, or if you've already found it, but maybe you're lost it a little bit, especially when you became a mom, or you really want to strengthen it and trust in this divine connection, or however you want to call it, your own personal spirituality, your own connection to a higher source, a higher divinity, Shiva, Shakti, God, you name it. Name it what you feel comfortable with especially. And this connection, this also comes from a deep motherly intuition, I think, and in combination, this is so powerful. And especially as mompreneurs, we need it so much. So the whole podcast will be about this. And there's so much to talk to it. So listen in if you want to know how to establish or even strengthen and trust in this higher divinity, and why it is so important for your own personal life, for parenting, but also for your soul business. And then my take on it all, but also channeled wisdom. And I really try to always get back. And sometimes I might slow down. Sometimes I might pause in this podcast to reconnect to the divinity of it all and to really give you channeled information, to really give you channeled wisdom. Because that's the higher truth, that I don't really even know, because it just flows through me. And that's my gift. And I want to share this gift with you. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this for free, for you. So why this and why now? I really haven't chosen it consciously, to be honest. And I haven't really chosen consciously what kind of mom I want to be. I just intuitively felt in that moment when I got pregnant, when I became a mom, that I want to do, not that I have to do, things differently a little bit than maybe what the norm would do. But if I'm honest, I've done that in all of my life's areas once I did a big turnaround in my life. I used to really be devoted to, I really would say, be devoted to fit in. as a teenager, and then after school with my studies, and I was so ambitious, and I was part of a really male industry driven work, and I pushed and I pushed and pushed. So I really tried to fit in. But once I turned around, then I noticed that I don't want to fit in at all. And I started my own business. And obviously, once I became a mom, I felt like, wow, the conditioning that happened to moms and that I'm not free of, but that I tried to really transform and transmute from the beginning onwards, and even and especially before. And like, I think you might know what I'm talking about. Once you are initiated into motherhood, that starts way earlier than becoming pregnant and becoming a mom through birthing a child into this world. I think it comes when the soul chooses you as the gateway to earth. And that happens, it can happen years beforehand. And I tell you a quick story. I haven't planned this, but I should not plan anything anyway, because this is in divine flow. That's what it's all about, that you really commit to what is coming in divine flow and act upon that. So I'm acting upon what's coming in right now. And that's the story I am supposed to tell you. I had to look through my old journals from years and years back when we went through all the stuff that we still had in Hamburg. I used to live in Hamburg with my husband, and we decided to move to Crete 4 years ago, a side note on this. And now, just recently, in January this year, 2026, I had to go through old stuff that we still had in Germany and decide what I want to ship over to Crete. So what I did, I had to sort through 50 journals or even more. And there was a journal from as much back as 2016, I think, where I did my yoga teacher training, my first yoga teacher training. And that was also the first time I really got into the Sanskrit language, or even before that. And funnily, in that journal, I wrote down words, Sanskrit words, and they always included at some point Ananda. So Ananda means bliss in Sanskrit. And maybe if you are very deep down in that rabbit hole of yoga Sanskrit and you know about it, there's this saying Satchit Ananda. And I wrote this down a couple of times in my journal. And at one point, I found this randomly. Like, I couldn't read through all the pictures of all the journals, right? When I sorted through them. But I just flipped through every single journal and then randomly opened that page where it said, next to the word Ananda that are beautifully written there, in a little side note, it said, name for a child, or I think even name for a girl, ? Back then, I didn't even have I didn't even think about motherhood. Back then, I didn't even have the boyfriend yet that I wanted to have children with. Let's say like this. I think I did have my ex-boyfriend, but anyway. And it was so random. I looked at this journal, it's like I wasn't in the place of motherhood at all, but the soul obviously already communicated to me through the practice, through the teachings of yoga that I received through the name. And there was this one song from Anandamayi, it's called, and when I say it now, I get chills. Because I listened to that song and I got to know it through my yoga teacher training, and I so deeply connected to that song that I nearly every single time I heard it, I had to cry. And it was so deeply connected to my soul that I think it was her already. And my daughter is called Ananda now, right? Who doesn't know this? She communicated to me back then already. That was years before she came onto this earth through me. She came to earth in 2023, summer of 2023. So we're talking about, let's say, 7 to 8 years beforehand, she was already trying to get to me. So yeah, I just want to say that it's all connected. It's all there. And if it's in divine flow, you know, just think about this. If I would have connected to her soul back then already and would still be in this, I need this to happen right now, and not trusting in divine flow. I mean, how long would I waited for her consciously? If I would have waited for her those 7-8 years consciously, that would have been a pain, right? But I trusted in life. She connected with me. I always stayed in this divine flow that will all come at the right time in the right place. And she even came to me a year before, and then I lost her again, but I got back into trusting that she will come back if it's the right way, and she did. And now she's here, and she's 2.5. So I've got on a different kind of path here, but that's what I meant when I started talking to you in the introduction. I really honor this space, and I want to channel what's coming in right then, right now, what's important for you to hear. And maybe if you are waiting for a second child, it might help you that there is a divine timing also for children to come to earth, for souls to connect to us and come to earth in their own divine timing. If you've maybe experienced child loss before, or even at the moment, I feel you, I know how it is, but really get back into trust and in divine flow. It will all happen in the divine timing. And I will also tell you a secret right now that I have, I think, only told my sister so far. I've already received the name of the second soul that wants to incarnate through me a year ago, but I'm not getting nervous because I actually don't feel like it's the right time anyway. Right now I'm still trying to really ground in motherhood, right? I don't know how it is for you, but I really had a hard time getting into motherhood, and Ananda is now 2.5, and slowly I feel like it's okay to get back into really understanding who is that person now, me, Ananda's mother, but who's that person, Yasmin. And she's not the same person anymore, luckily also, right? We have all expanded in motherhood. But who am I now, and who are you right now as a mother? As a conscious mother, as a present mother, as a mother who wants to be present. I think it's very challenging to still be yourself, to still feel yourself, to really give yourself time for yourself. And then when we come to the topic of spiritual practice, what this is all about, right? It's our superpower. But we really also need time to cherish our superpower, to practice our superpower, and then to integrate and use it. And this is a different kind of story, right? Maybe you had a very spiritual life before you became a mother. It was for me. I was very dedicated. I was teaching theta healing, which is like the one method that really helps you to connect to a higher divinity and work with it and do healing work with it, which I did a lot, and which I luckily did a lot, because I think I don't know if I could go through motherhood without that healing experience that I did and the knowledge that I have. But also, healing needs time. Healing needs silence. Healing needs integration time. And if you have a toddler who demands you 24/7, like, how the hell are you healing? Like, healing maybe in another way, right? There's healing on different levels. And I think we shouldn't judge healing in stillness with this versus healing in real life. And that's what I've learned as well since becoming a mom, is there's healing on different levels. There's also healing when just staying present with your child. I mean, how hard is that? We haven't learned that really, because I feel like that the generation of our parents, I think they found it really hard to stay present with us. I don't know how it is with your parents. Maybe try to really get into that, because I always felt like there was always more other important things to do around the house, or whatever it is, really. And also, I noticed the challenge inside of me. Can you really drop everything and be present with your child, especially if you are working, if you have your own business? Really, can you? I don't know. It's we will get onto this, right? Especially in this podcast. And let me settle and see where I can start off again. I have decided to parent consciously. Maybe that's different for you than for me, but consciously parenting is, for me, is to really connect to your intuition and to a higher divinity and really feel into what is right for yourself and your child and your children, and then act upon it, even though society might say something else, might teach you or want to tell you what is right for you or your child. But for me, it's so individual. Conscious parenting is for me if you are really going deeply into feeling what feels right for yourself, for your family, for your structure, for your child. And the gift of divine connection really helps you to stay with yourself, with your choices, even when the outside demands something else. And I have this huge gift of divine connection, and I can channel this pure information, and I can channel higher truth, which I'm sometimes still in awe of myself, that I can channel information in an accuracy that I would never be able to know otherwise. So anyhow, I want to share this gift with the world and still want to continue parenting consciously. And maybe that's you as well. And maybe that's also your struggle, but maybe that's also your gift. Like, really think about it. How can your biggest struggle be your biggest gift? And how can you use this divine connection for your favor? And I think every single one of us, every single conscious mompreneur, really should learn how to connect to this higher power, or learn how to trust it more if you can already do that, and then work with this. So that's where I had this very big, huge aha moment for me, because I really think that this higher divine connection is necessary for you, if you're a mom, definitely, for how to navigate all the parenting challenges, but also for your business as your own. If you have your own soul business, like, it, the divine connection is pure gold if you need that, if you use that in making aligned decisions. Because let's be honest, as a present mom, We don't have that much time. We really need to be hyper-focused, like laser-focused. We need to have a really clear idea of what we are doing, what we are sending out in the world. And we need to be hyper-aligned, really. And I've just noticed that this higher connection to truth really helps you to be all of this. So who needs this more and more and more and more? That's you. That's why this podcast is so tailored to you as a conscious mompreneur. Oh, I'm super excited about this. So I could keep on talking about this on and on and on and on and on. But I leave it as this. I hope you had a little bit of an epiphany already. I hope this helped you a little bit on your own path of conscious motherhood and running your own business. And if you feel like this might help you or this might help another conscious mompreneur, please follow this podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and follow me on Instagram at Prana Up Your Life. And I've created a new channel. It's called Conscious Mompreneur, where I will tell you a little bit more about what's coming up. In divine flow, what's happening in divine flow? I just wrapped up the podcast episode, and who's coming back? My daughter. I think you know what I'm talking about. Love to you, all of you out there, conscious mommies. Mwah.